This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Back, maybe not by popular demand given the way the week has gone, but County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, good morning.
This has been quite the week.
Yeah, quite the week for all of us. Talk about just some of the things you've been involved in this week.
Well, what we've seen this week, I think, is a public awareness of the coronavirus problem that we in public health have been worrying about for several weeks. You know, we've seen the World Health Organization declare this a worldwide pandemic. I think those of us in public health anticipated this several weeks ago. We also saw an act of great courage, and it seems hard for me to say that the NBA is the place where you'd see great courage, but they had great courage when they recognized that this was a problem to go ahead and cancel their season. And once they canceled their seasons, it rapidly followed the other sports teams and the NCAA canceled their seasons. You know, people always talk about doing the right thing, and it's only really the right thing if it really hurts to do it. And in this case, it really hurt the NBA and the sports to do that. So kudos to the sports people who think that they would be the public health heroes of the week. Well, anyway, once they did that, I think people began to recognize the severity of this. And this has allowed us then to cancel other gatherings. And as of last night, we're going to have a longer spring break. I think a longer spring break makes great sense. Spring break's a great time, and so we're just doubling the fun.
And I don't know if you'd say it quite like that, but watching this evolve, of course, been a lot of discussion about what do you do, what do you not do. And the governor acknowledging that lengthening spring break, for instance, puts a burden, especially on particular families, if you've got one parent or two parents working and schedules and all of that. What about Douglas Public Health Network? What do you guys have coming up that you're going to be doing to address some of these concerns?
We are continuing to have our twice weekly meetings so that all of the healthcare leaders in the county are up to date about what's going on. The hospital is having some changes going on with visitation and such over the next week, which is going to, I think, help stop the spread. In addition, Douglas Public Health Network is going to bring up coronavirus hotline starting at 1:30 today. We'll give the number out later, but this is a hotline that'll be staffed by information professionals, nurses, and doctors so that people can get general information about coronavirus that's up-to-date and authoritative, as well as can get advice on symptoms and where people might seek medical care. This has been an incredible effort through the county and many of the health professionals in the community to get this going. So we're going to get up at 1:30 today. We're not going to release the number until it's up because we're not ready until 1:30, but we expect to have it up every day as long as we need from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. staffed by professionals. So this would be a time to ask that if there are people who would be willing to be call screeners, and that would be people answering the phone, that would be great. In addition, we're going to be doing a Facebook Live event tonight at 6 o'clock. If we go to the Douglas Public Health Network Facebook page, we're going to do this Facebook Live event tonight between 6 and 7. Over the last several days, we've collected a bunch of questions, and we'll take that time to go through questions. And if we have enough time, we'll take questions for people who are on the Facebook Live page.
Wow. So are you going to be involved in that?
I'm doing it.
Wow. So that gives you an opportunity to address people. And obviously, in the course of a 24-hour cycle, things change rapidly, as we've seen in the last 24 hours in particular.
Right. I gave several interviews yesterday afternoon, and I take back some of what I said, because I didn't know about the school closure until the governor announced it. So at that point, we were saying that the schools were going to stay open, but obviously that changed.
Yeah, and that's one of the things in any situation like this or other, this is not unlike in terms of what you're doing, what I'm doing, the Snowmageddon. I mean, there's things constantly changing, new pieces of information, new things that are out there. And which is why we're spending so much time making sure people get the information. Certainly from the health side, I'm sure that the providers and folks, even front office folks, are getting questions from a lot of people.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of questions. I mean, people have a really high degree of interest in what's going on. And again, our advice is about the same. You know, this is a disease which for younger people is serious, but not nearly as deadly as it is for older people. Still, there's a marked age gradient in seriousness. People less than 30 rarely get serious disease. People over 60 very frequently get serious disease, and that's why we're so focused on it. You know, our seniors are so incredibly valuable in our community. We really do respect our elders, and this is a time to show that.
And in fact, with the new information from Oregon Health Authority last night, six additional residents of the Oregon Veterans Home in Lebanon testing positive, one under age 75, and then five above that, which sort of makes your point there. But even in one of the other cases, Clackamas County, someone between age 35 and 54, which means just because you're younger doesn't mean it's not possible.
So what happens is we think people of all ages get this. But the people who are the sickest are the people who are older. So there are lots of cases probably of kids who had this. Certainly in China there are lots of kids who've had it. And they usually get it and get over it. They have a bad cough and a bad fever, but they rarely get serious enough that they need to be in the hospital. People over 70 very frequently wind up in the hospital or wind up in the ICU, and that is the really worrisome area.
And is this, you know, you talked about when you were here on Monday, as this started to evolve more and impacting Oregon with the first case in Douglas County and going from there. I'm sure a lot of people ask questions. You know, you've talked earlier about the differences between coronavirus and others. And I think one of the things that you mentioned that stuck with me is that it's easy to transmit, it's easy to get, and it can be serious versus some that have been one or the other.
Right. So there have been some that are very deadly. I mean, Ebola was incredibly deadly, but sort of hard to transmit. MERS was incredibly deadly, but hard to transmit. This one is moderately deadly and very easy to transmit. And those characteristics make it very hard. The other characteristic that's going to make this one really hard is the many asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic people that will be hard to sort out, right? Because if you look at the number of people who have cough, it's a lot. And so it's going to be hard to sort out the ones who have coronavirus versus the ones who just cough.
Right. And that's one of the things that some people have said. You know, it's not that big of a deal because it's just like having a cold. But the question is, what happens as the virus is still inside you and still impacting you?
Yeah, so actually some people will have no symptoms at all. I mean, we know from that Diamond Princess cruise ship that about half the people really had no symptoms. Some had mild symptoms. About 20% had severe symptoms. Well, 20% of everybody's a lot of people, and that's what we worry about. So what we're hoping, we're not going to get rid of this virus. What we're hoping is just not to have an incredible spike of cases. We could deal with this if we had 20 or 30 cases a month. We can't deal with this if we have 20 cases an hour.
And as this continues to evolve, we just heard on the news there'll be a special press conference, I guess it will be, or announcement from the president coming later today about the situation. So many impacts on people, and a lot of times it's easy to just go, gosh, I wish this wasn't happening, but it is.
Well, it is happening, and we can't change that it's happening. The declaration of national emergency will actually be great because it allows some flexibility in rules. So, for example, I worked hard this week to improve our telehealth rules, but they were stopped because there was no federal emergency. Now that there's a national emergency, we have some leeway in changing the telehealth rules so that we can do visits with seniors by telephone rather than expensive video conferencing devices, by telephone, and then be able to take care of their medical needs.
All right, an evolving situation. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. And again, information out later today on this special thing you're going to be doing with the hotline, right?
Right, and the hotline, and then Facebook Live tonight, 6 o'clock at the Facebook page for Douglas Public Health Network.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.